Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Today, I want to share with you the dangers of bottling up offenses. You see, in life, we get offended. However, our reactions to offenses is what makes the difference between you and I, or you and your neighbor. In the previous episodes of Bridges Step Up, I've talked to an extent about offenses, how to handle offenses, and such matters. I remember in one of the episodes, I specifically talked about how to react to offenses. A sequel to that was discussion on forgiveness, how to make forgiveness easy, and how to handle people's flaw. I encourage you to please visit brojid.com/podcast to get all of these episodes of Brojid Step Up. I believe they will help you better understand what I'm going to share today, or they will give you better insight or more insight on what I'm going to share with you today. My focus today is to show you what happens when you bottle offenses. That is to say, when somebody offends you, hurts you, does something you don't like, and instead of voicing it out or if forgiving the person or going to tell the person, oh, you did this to me, you decide to keep it to yourself, there are a whole lot that go wrong as a result. And that is what I want to share with you today. Again, I want to start by saying this. First point you should bear about relationship with human beings is that there's no way you can escape being offended. There's nobody that doesn't get offended. You don't have angels working with you. You don't have an angel as a spouse. You don't have angels as children. You also don't have angels as co-workers, as church members, as mosque members, or whatever place you find yourself. In the same place, you don't stand with angels on queues, sit with angels in classes, and there is no way you work with angels. Of course, angels are on assignment in your life, I understand that. But the point I'm trying to make is that when you work with people, they are not infallible people. They are not people without faults. They are not people without chances of committing blunders. They are people that can make mistakes. They are people that can commit an error. And that's why you should understand how to deal with them, how to handle their offenses and their deficiencies. My focus today is to tell you what happens when you decide to bottle up offenses. Now, there are different ways to react to offenses. One of the ways is to go up to the person and say, oh, this thing you did to me, I don't like it. This is why I don't like it. This is how it disrupted my work. I gave you my computer, for instance, and you said to change my wallpaper. I mean, why? Now, just by the way, let me tell you this. Please, if you ever give him my laptop, I don't know why he's changed all this wallpaper, because he gave you his laptop to work for like 3 days. No matter what, you don't have that right. Even if he's your personal person, you don't do it. Now, that's a very trivial thing. But let's assume you now find that somebody you trusted decided to talk about you behind you. Don't just go, okay, you decide to talk about me behind me, no problem. Walk up to the person and say, oh, why would you do this to me? And why would you not do that to me? This thing you did is no good. I don't like it. Now, walk up to the person and explain. That is one way to react. Another way to react is to say, okay, fine. Perhaps he did it in error. Nobody is perfect. And, I mean, pressure. That was why he lied against you. He was under pressure. That was why he didn't keep the secret. He was under pressure. That's why he didn't remember to give you the care and attention he ought to. And maybe he's even deficient. That's why he couldn't help as much as you expected him. What you do is that you give the person enough excuse so that you don't bottle up offenses. Now, nothing you can also do is to just say, oh, I've forgiven you, go and sin no more. Like Jesus Christ. Now, that's not a joke, but there are times you just look at people and say, go and sin no more. Just go, I've forgiven you. I do not count your sins against you. I'm not counting the offenses against you. So next time you ask me for a laptop, I'm going to give you, even though you disrupted my laptop the last time I gave it to you. Now, you can do that, but another thing people do is that they decide to bottle up offenses. And that is what I'm speaking against today. I say it is not correct to bottle offenses for a number of reasons. One of them is that when you bottle offenses, you bottle bitterness. Yes. Yeah, somebody has offended you. The person may have even forgotten about the offense. But right inside your heart, you're still thinking, oh, you did this to me. And you're looking for any opportunity possible to offend the person. You're looking for an opportunity to get back to the person. You're looking for an opportunity to do the person back. And you know, you are constantly looking for ways to hurt the person. And each time you remember the person, you feel angry. You know, people have offended me in the past, and when I notice that each time this person's name is mentioned, I feel bad, my heart starts beating faster. When I notice all of those things, I now decide that, oh, I need to forgive this person and forgive him or her totally. The point I'm making is that when you bottle up offenses, you bottle bitterness inside your heart, and it is not good for your progress. It's not good for your advancement in life. It's not good for your career and your work. It's not good for your family. In fact, let me tell you something more about bottling up bitterness. When you bottle up bitterness, see what you do. Any slight offense, any slight error, any slight mistake from that person will hurt you. It will pain you. You will react harshly to it. And the person will start wondering, like, is it just because I broke the glass? Is it just because I didn't call you? Without realizing that what is happening, that you are responding based on the bitterness that has built inside your heart over time. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it is best that you just forgive the person and let it go. When you bottle up offenses, you bottle up unforgiveness. You have unforgiveness, you put it in your mind, and the unforgiveness eats you up, not the other person. Yes, I understand that when you have not forgiven the person, you may not help the person. You may not offer to be of assistance to the person. But on the other side, you should understand that when you refuse to forgive, when you don't forgive people, you kill yourself in the process. You bear the pains. The person may have forgotten what he did to you. But deep down inside your heart, you are still thinking, you refuse to help me when you should help me. You refuse to be of assistance to me. You say this about me, and those are lies. When you refuse to let go and bottle offenses, you bottle up unforgiveness. Another thing I want to tell you is this. When you bottle offense, you bottle up distrust. When you have not forgiven your boss, your spouse for cheating on you, constantly, each time you see him making calls, each time you see a strange picture on his phone, you start thinking he's a suspect. Without realizing it's a call from a co-worker, a call or a picture of a client, you know, every single move, you just look at him with suspicion. That is why it is crucial. When somebody offends you, you have to work hard on your own. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's light. But that is something you have to put in as much effort as possible to ensure you achieve. And that is coming to that point in your life, coming to that state of heart, what you have completely, totally forgiven the person from the depth of your heart. Once again, I want to help you understand what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not to say, oh, go, I'm not angry again. Forgiveness is to come to that state of heart where you say, yes, you did this to me, but I'm not going to punish you. I'm not going to relate with you based on that thing. I'm going to count it as bygone and will forge ahead. I'm saying that it's crucial you come to that point of total forgiveness and not bottle offense. And whatever thing it will take you to achieve it, please go on and do that. Provided forgiveness will not be given. Of course, you can't achieve forgiveness by revenging. What's the point I've made today? There are different ways to react to offenses. You can decide to forgive. You can decide to bottle offenses. But I suggest this to you. Do not bottle offense for any reason. The reason is that when you bottle offenses, you bottle up bitterness, you bottle distrust, you bottle unforgiveness. And that will eventually affect your relationship adversely. What do you do? Forgive. And forgive totally. I hope you understand my point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Bridget.com. That is BROJID.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Bridget World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.